You're listening to Girls Gone Wad. This is Joy.
And this is Claire. And this is episode number 25. The big quarter century? I don't know how you would say that.
The real day of Christmas.
The real day of Christmas. And we have a guest today. We are joined by Lindsay Marcelli, who is the owner of CrossFit Eminence, which you guys might remember that was the gym that we did our Barbells for Boobs competition at.
Yeah, so, super fun. Lindsay.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you.
I said yay again. I really had a drink.
Everybody's got a drink. So we made up a drinking game because every episode. Yeah. Well, actually, our listeners made up a drinking game because every time we have all these idiosyncrasies that we do during the podcast, and one of Claire's is yay. So everybody needs to take a drink.
I just think it's a good tone to start out the podcast on.
Yeah, you know? It really is.
Anyway. All right. Well, let's just dive right in. Let's talk about how you got started with CrossFit. How long you've been doing CrossFit and kind of your CrossFit story.
CrossFit background.
Yeah, what's your CrossFit? Everyone has a CrossFit story.
Everyone totally has a CrossFit story.
What was your favorite day?
I almost feel like it's asking, like, did you ever go to youth group? And it'd be like, tell us your testimony.
Yeah.
It's like your CrossFit testimony.
A little bit, or like when you lost your virginity, maybe. Everyone's got a story.
Yeah, okay, that's another analogy.
Let's stop going to that one.
Yeah, that's a whole other conversation. Not for this podcast.
Not as exciting? No.
All right, anyway, not that story.
Yeah, we're going to avoid that one. How did I get started? I started CrossFit before I was in college, actually. My brother told me about CrossFit, and he's like, you got to try this workout. It's online. And I looked it up, and I'm like, that stuff is for dudes. I don't know what a power lifter does. I'm like, forget it. So I went back to, like, spin class. And then when I was in the Army, my commander is like, have you ever heard of this CrossFit thing? I was like, yeah, I don't know how I feel about it. And then, you know, we kind of got into it a little bit when we were deployed. And I remember the first time I overhead squatted, it was in our talk in Iraq with a rolled up map. And we're like, we got to try this overhead squat thing. I'm like, I have no idea how to do it.
So you did it with a rolled up mat?
Yes, a map.
That's funny. Yeah.
And then after I got out of the Army, I was like, I need to learn how to do this, and there was nowhere for anyone to coach me.
Mm-hmm.
So then I worked for the gym on post and then asked my boss, technically, if she would bring CrossFit to the post. I'll yell at her.
It's Sorry. Okay. We have cute, really cute puppies. Not puppies, but dogs.
She likes to bark at everything.
Yeah. And this is probably another situation where we're talking about how loud the dog is being
and you guys can't
actually hear
it. Hear
them.
Yeah. So, yeah.
If you hear something going on in the background.
Yeah.
Trying to get it.
Let's see. So I asked my boss at the time, I'm like, I really want to do this CrossFit thing. I would love to, you know, coach it for you. Yeah. And she brought it to the post, and I just had to plan it out for her, and that was, like, my first ever, like, event I ever planned.
Yeah.
And then I didn't have to pay for my cert, which is even better.
That's awesome.
Then I really learned how to do it, and then started coaching on post, just, like, Army units, and
you just dove right in.
Yeah.
You were just like, let's do this, and I'm going to coach
it. I don't want to lose it, so if I don't start coaching it, then I'm going to forget it, and then
yeah.
And then I just had friends, I'm like, let me try to teach you how to do a thruster real quick, and then tell me if you thought it was good.
So how many years ago was that?
Yeah. That was in 2008.
Yeah.
I think it was.
Okay.
So were you 2009. In athletics and stuff before you started CrossFit, before you joined the Army?
Yep. I did, you know, like typical basketball, volleyball, track.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then went to college. I played club volleyball. And then that was kind of it.
Yeah.
I'm so bad at volleyball.
Yeah.
It's the worst.
We talk about it.
I think that's why I hate wall ball so much, because it's kind of like volleyball.
It is like volleyball. Yeah. And that's why I hate wall balls, because I, like, set the ball, and then my thumbs hurt for, like,
And you were like, my thumbs are really, so you did, like, 100 wall balls or something. You're like, my thumbs are so sore. I was like, how is that?
Yeah.
That's interesting. So, like, rolls up.
Maybe you should take that technique, Claire. Maybe that should be your new technique.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, maybe.
Set the ball.
And then try to keep it from nailing me in the mouth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. All right. So you just dove right in, and then what? You loved it.
I did love it. Yep. And then I got out of the Army, and I was a personal trainer at Bally's for a year.
Mm-hmm.
And I started kind of doing small group training to see if I ever wanted to open a gym, like how I would run my on-ramp classes. So I got to, like, test it out on people that had no idea that it was CrossFit.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey, we're going to do this barbell movement. And
sneaky, they never knew.
Sneaky. And in the gyms, obviously, that you can't call it CrossFit.
Right.
Where you just, like,
it was
a boot camp.
We didn't even have, like, barbells. We had, you know, like the little body pump bars. And,
right.
Right.
It wasn't. Yeah. Barbells.
Yeah, but it was a nice trial for you to see.
Yeah. And then Chris and I had talked about it. I was like, you know, What if we like open our own gym one day? Yeah, Chris, my husband. Yep.
And you guys own the gym together, just
we
so
do.
You guys, yeah.
Yep.
Just catching new listeners up.
Throw that in there.
Chris, my husband.
In the know.
Yes. One day I was like, what if we open our own gym? And he's like, yeah, you know, maybe in a year. At the time, he's like, maybe in a year from now. I'm like, yeah, okay. And of course, me, I'm like, if I have an idea, I'm like Googling it at home and I'm like researching it. And I was like, I'll just present him the gym and he'll just be like, okay.
So you like made like a business plan for your husband?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
And it was before we had the affiliate finder map. So I printed out this Google map and I put little dots on it. I was like, look, there's nothing right here. I'm like, let's just look if there's like commercial real estate. Mm-hmm. And of course, I did it all without telling him.
And then let's just look. I already did.
I have everything mapped out. Here's the business plan. Yeah. You have a PowerPoint presentation for him.
It was pretty much, I was like, here's the map. Here's the plan. Here's the location. Here's some name options. Kind of like
that's
that.
That's awesome. Yeah. What were some of your name options you thought of?
Yeah.
I can't even remember. I know Eminence was our first choice. And then I think like Rocky Top Mountain CrossFit. Something to do with like mountains. The mountains.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
But yeah, we came and looked at this place just... It hadn't even been like, this is still like 2 days after we're like, yeah, a year from now.
Yeah.
And then we came and looked at this place. 2 days later. I know. We looked at this place and the back door was open. And of course, we brought our dogs and they like sprinted and jumped right out. So I'm like, well, first, if we ever get this, we have to put a gate out back because the dogs are going to kill themselves.
Yeah.
But then I was like, there's nothing here. I'm like, let's go for it. And we talked about it, I think, like that night. And then. Like, okay.
That's crazy. Yeah. So, like, 3 days later, you'd open.
Yeah.
That's
and so, crazy. When I was at Bally's, I was like, I'm done next week. Sorry.
Sorry.
Like, I have this other thing.
That's a huge leap.
But
that's
it was.
A huge leap. That's so cool.
Yeah. Chris kept his full-time job, and, you know, I quit Bally's kind of right away. And I worked in Englewood, which is, like, 45 minutes from here. So, we started at, like, zero clients.
Yeah.
I was like, it'll happen. Just let's just try it and give me, you know, this amount of our lease at least. and then we'll go from there.
Yeah.
But,
so how did you start? How did you start getting the word out? And like, tell me about that process. I'm just curious of how you get it rolling. Cause you literally just jumped.
Yeah, literally. Chris kept his full-time job and I was here full-time and he had like a full schedule. So it was like a 6 a.m., a noon, 4:35, 6:30, and it was just me for the full first year.
Yeah.
Which is kind of, I don't recommend, because it's kind of a lot, especially by yourself.
So and, much, yeah.
Which, I mean, it was fun, but because it was all new, and it's ours. And,
yeah.
Right. You're, like, pumped up.
Yeah. I think we did a lot with Facebook. That was, like, the first thing I did. I was like, how do you make this Facebook page or business page?
Right.
And at the time, I wasn't even into Facebook, and now, of course, I have to be into Facebook. But
and what year was that?
That was... Oh, 2.5 years ago.
Okay, so that's probably still, I mean, when things were, like, really blowing up, what would you say, like, 2008, 2009, when, like, CrossFit's, like, really, really, I don't know.
I think more
it went from,
that.
Like, 2,000 gyms to 10,000 gyms in, like, 6 months or something.
Yeah.
So I would imagine that you had a lot of people looking for CrossFit gyms in your area, too.
Yep, kind of.
Yeah, I would say, like, the probably CrossFit boom started, what, like, 2011?
I would say, maybe 2012.
Yeah, it's been really recent.
After the first ESPN game,
which was
2012.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think, right.
Yeah. Yeah.
It seems like, so recent. I feel like it happened earlier than that, but yeah.
Well, because I think that you and I both started because you started with like your
I started doing it in like
when you joined Jay, and then I joined. I think like when Jay opened, like that was kind of also right at the like.
Yes.
I always call that almost the beginning.
Yeah.
Of, like he really did open like right at the. Like, oh, CrossFit's starting to get big. Open a gym.
Perfect timing.
And but like I think that was
but
that was late 2011.
Yeah.
So it's been really recent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like when you're in it, it sort of feels like this is, you know, like everyone is like
everyone
so CrossFit.
Yeah.
And so many people were like, "What's CrossFit?" I'm like, "What?"
Right. I know.
How do you not know by now?
Or people are like, "Oh, right, you do that CrossFit thing." I'm like, "I don't want to talk to you." I'm
like, you must be crazy.
Right.
It's not really like that.
And you're correct.
Yes. Crazy. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
So, so talk about that and how you built your membership.
I mean, we kind of did a lot of Facebook stuff. We did a Living Social deal once, which I wasn't too excited for. I'm not a huge fan of, like, discounting your quality of service.
Yeah.
Now it's kind of hard to not do it because everyone does it.
Yeah.
So we stopped doing that after our first year. But that helped a little bit, and we do a lot of referrals. So if you refer somebody, you get half off your next month, which seems to help.
Yeah.
Just because, I mean, I know if I refer someone to a business, it's nice to get like a kickback from the
totally.
Business.
For sure. Then,
I mean, not only are they good business because you referred them, but now you kind of benefit too. So yeah. We try to keep that going, and that seems to be all we really do is referrals and Facebook.
Nice. Yeah. How many members do you guys have now?
I think we're right around 150.
Oh, nice.
I believe.
And then you guys also just expanded your actual facility. Yeah.
At our two-year anniversary, we expanded.
Nice.
Another, I think it's another 2,000 square feet. That's Chris would know the exact number. I'll just say 2,000 square feet. Plus, we got a loft, so that's nice.
Cool.
And when did you start with Chris joining in? Like, how long did you do it on your own?
So, 1 year.
Okay.
Our goal when we first started, I was like, let's try to do 1 year before we quit. And then it was actually, I think, a month after our 1 year anniversary where we kind of figured it out. And I was like, you know, we can make it if we don't have to, like, live this extravagant life, but we can do it together. And it worked. So it
was what was he doing before?
He was a project manager at a construction company.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And he worked, like, crappy hours. Like, I think he had to be at work at 3 a.m.
Oh, gosh.
And then he was supposed to be done at, like, 1, but, of course, 5 p.m. or 6 p.m. he'd be done. And then he would cut to you.
Claire,
yeah, I know.
Claire's not a morning person, so she's traumatized right now.
3 a.m. is, like, barely even the morning.
Yeah,
it's like, I think that the morning starts
Brandon
at
got home from his bachelor party at 3 a.m.
Yeah, I was like, what are you doing? It's, like, that's, like, the, you know, what do they call it? Like, the witching hour.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like, between, like, 2 and 4 is like, this is just the middle of the night.
Yeah.
Right?
It's not night, it's not morning.
So that was probably a welcome change for him.
Yeah. Well, then he would come here after work and I was like, can you help out? And then I'm like, he just got done working like 16 hours.
Oh.
He doesn't want to help out. He wants to work out and go to sleep.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But once he quit, I was like, thank God.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
then he was less stressed and he actually slept.
Yeah, that'd be nicer.
That is nice.
Everybody's happy.
It's a lot nicer for him.
Yeah. Do you feel like, I mean, sometimes I feel like when you are, like, a woman in business, people try to make a big deal out of it when it's not a big deal. But do you feel like it's been different at all for you being... Because I know there aren't that many female gym owners.
Yeah. I don't think so. I don't know.
I mean, I guess you wouldn't really know
if it was... I think because I came from the Army where I was one of... Like, my platoon, I was one of two females, and I was the only female, like, in charge of the platoon. So I think I kind of put up with being the only girl in that situation. So I don't... I didn't really notice anything... As far as, like, being a female in the... I didn't notice anything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You're like, I'm just a badass. People have to deal with it.
Right?
And then I know you wrote a blog post recently about... It was probably a couple months ago about working with your spouse like, keeping that connection.
Yeah.
And so can you share that with our listeners? Because I thought that was a really good post.
I mean, we get asked all the time, like, how do you guys spend so much time together? Like, don't you want to rip each other's throats out? And it's actually really nice... I think it's funny, he'll probably be embarrassed that I say this, but I have like a 4 hour, I'm like, I need to hear from you in like every 4 hours. If it's been like 4 hours, I'm like, especially when he worked in construction, I was like, what if he fell off something? What if someone hit him? Like, what if, I was like, worst case scenario, and I'm like, why haven't you called me?
just touch base.
Like, I was eating lunch, like, oh, well, okay, call me first.
Do you have any idea how dangerous eating lunch can be?
I know. Construction site? Come on.
More importantly, I need to know what you're eating.
Have you seen that picture of those guys sitting on that eye, on that beam?
Exactly.
Over
I was like, what if you were that guy and fell off? But no. Yeah. So we try to, because, you know, it's business and we're business partners and we're married. So we always try to put, like, marriage first and then business second. So we spend a lot of, like, we'll take breaks in the day. I'm, like, a good, like, have we smooched yet today? And then I'll, like, come over and give him a kiss. Or we'll take the dogs for a walk. Something to, like, take a break. Because Chris always tells me I have, like, no off button. So I just sit and then I'm, like, tense and say, take a break. I'm like, oh.
Right, you're, like, just in go mode all day.
Sure. Yeah. So we try to make sure that we don't let anything, like, we've never really argued about business or anything. But we try to make sure that it stays here. And, like, when we get home... Try not to be on our phones or try not to answer emails and it's just, like, us time.
Because
otherwise it's, like, business all the time.
Right.
Yeah. And it's hard with CrossFit because you go home and you want to talk about CrossFit.
Right.
And you want to, you know, everybody's like, you always talk about CrossFit.
And you want to talk about, like, the people in your gym who got PRs.
Yeah.
You want to talk about, like, the cool coaching moment you had that day.
And the other thing, too, is I would imagine because it's your business, you feel this responsibility to constantly
all
keep it going and constantly be doing something. So if you're not doing something, you're like, I'm not supporting the business. So that would be really hard to just shut that off and be like, I'm not going to answer emails. I'm not going to look at my phone.
Yeah. It's
good for you.
It's hard sometimes, but it works for us.
Yeah.
And
Yeah, I feel like that's a problem, like, with any small business owner.
Yeah.
It's like, you're, you just are always,
I always
like,
wonder, yep. like, what yeah. should I be doing, or should I be doing something different, or
yeah.
right, how could I be?
11 p.m., and I'm like, oh, should I write all this notes down, or should I answer this email? I'm like, yeah.
Should I post on Facebook right now? Yeah. Like, yeah.
I know. Yeah. That's pretty much how it is. But, yeah, we keep, he's very good at, like, keeping me pretty grounded, and same thing for him, mm-hmm. and he's, like, the organized Excel sheet guy, and mm-hmm. I'm like the, what about this? What about this?
Right.
Should yeah. we do this? What about this?
The idea person so, and then the, like, organized person.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's yeah. Awesome. It works well. It's worked. Yeah.
Yeah. Very cool. Mm-hmm. I'm curious about other gyms in the area, too, and, like, has a lot blown up since you guys opened?
I don't think we have anything, like, super close mm-hmm. here. I know Surge is up the road. They've been there for a long time, and Courtney and Brian are great. We talk to them all the time.
Or, yeah.
I think that's, like, whatever's north of them. I mean, I know all the gyms around here, but nothing is, like, popped up really close to here.
Yeah.
I don't know if anything would, because there's not really a whole lot around here. It's not, like, Denver yeah, or downtown.
Yeah, this is a good right? area.
It's, like, suburban. Pretty suburban.
Yeah.
I have, like, a gunk today.
Yeah. What's up? What's up with that, Claire?
I don't know.
Is there, like, a CrossFit gym owner's support system? Like, do you guys talk to each other and be like, hey, yeah. how would you handle this? How
we do. There's actually a Facebook page, an affiliate Facebook
cool.
page, and
okay.
there's not necessarily local, it's just a general mm-hmm. affiliate page, and people post all sorts of questions, and everyone's like super receptive. If you post anything, mm-hmm. they, you know, everyone shoots you answers, whether it's like, how do I clean my floors, to
right.
I had a member that punched somebody else, you know, whatever it may be. I'm just saying, like, whatever right. it may be, like, everybody's yeah. either been through it, or they mm-hmm. offer
what they would have done.
What they would do. Or
that's
whatever.
Good to know.
So it's kind of nice.
Yeah.
It's nice to also be able to, like, post on it. Like, now that we've been open 2.5 years, we've kind of seen a lot.
Yeah.
And, you know, so then it's nice to be able to give feedback, too. Like, this is how we handled that.
Do you have any crazy stories about stuff that's gone on?
That we won't share,
like,
names.
Share
everything is confidential.
I mean, we are pretty drama-free, luckily.
Yeah.
Like, knock on any possible wood.
yeah.
Like, we don't have cliques or dramas or who's sleeping with who. And
that's nice.
I think it kind of works its way from the top down. Like, we don't totally. Really allow that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, we had drama once in the very beginning, and then we just asked the person to leave. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't bring all that negativity and drama in here, because
yeah.
then all of a sudden it's like,
right,
it's all about that.
Contagious.
Oh,
about,
yeah, it totally know? Permeates. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I think our members know that, and some of them appreciate it, and we appreciate it back that there's no
right, it's
drama.
Just like,
yeah.
this is where you work
like,
out.
I don't have time for that.
Yeah.
Well, and it's hard, too, because, like, a lot for a lot of people, like, once you start CrossFit, I think the reason that CrossFit is so popular and so, like, permeating is that it is, like, becomes your community and mm-hmm. becomes like your life, and so it can be hard to separate those two things. Like, I know
yeah.
even at our gym we have, you know, not like drama, but like there definitely is, you know, like you just know things about people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
you see them every day, and because you like get to know them so well between, you know, vomiting on the sidewalk with them and crying
right.
after all trying to do handstand
yeah.
pushups.
Are you speaking from personal
are
experience, Claire?
Last night?
I've cried from handstand pushups.
Oh, I always cried from
yeah.
handstand. I know.
Yeah.
I'm vomiting all the time.
Yeah. I get black eyes from handstand pushups.
Yeah, that's crazy. That but yeah, so I could see how it would be like hard to kind of, I don't know, I could see like as soon as the gym started to get bigger, or even I guess it probably would be more so if the gym was smaller, like it would be You just know everything about everybody.
Yeah.
yeah.
It's
yeah.
almost like
yeah.
high school. Like, one of the members at Jay refers to it as Jay High.
Jay High.
Because it's like, you know, everybody kind of knows everybody. Like, you know their role.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
you know everybody's business in a
yeah.
way. And
yeah.
Which makes it
yeah.
fun, but also
it's
does, like,
to
definitely open the door for, if you don't have boundaries.
For sure.
Yeah.
Definitely opens the door.
For sure. And then
yeah.
coming from Bally's for you, you see the difference of, like, walking
oh,
in,
yeah.
teaching a class, keeping
mm-hmm.
it separate, and everyone doing their thing and leaving to
yep.
creating, you truly are creating a community.
Yeah.
And
it's
the
awesome.
Feel and the difference. And can you talk a little bit about that and how you feel like that helps people in CrossFit? Because let
yeah.
me back up and say, like, a lot of our listeners haven't even tried CrossFit. So a lot of people
okay.
will listen to this and be like,
I've got
to do it. Yeah, or they get inspired to try it, or they're afraid to try it, but they listen
yeah.
to this, and this helps them try it. So I guess, you know, how walking into a CrossFit gym is different from the Globo gyms, like, because
yeah.
you've had that firsthand experience.
Yep. You know, like, nobody listens to headphones or anything like that here, so it's, like, an open, like, you kind of, like, forced to talk to people, which is nice.
Yeah.
And we always introduce people as soon as somebody's new. We usually try to point out something funny, even if it's not true about them. Like, hey, this is Sarah, and she loves burpees. And they're like, what? I don't even know what a burpee is. Okay. Like, no, trust me, you love them.
Yeah, trust me. You're now known for loving them. Stuff like that. So everyone, like, laughs right away.
You give them the I Love Burpees shirt. Yeah.
There you go. And we do a lot of stuff with the med balls, like med ball sit-ups with a partner, and then we'll make people switch throughout it. So then you kind of force and learn, like, something new about somebody else. And
yeah, that's
so
cool.
So we do a lot of, they think it's warming up, but it's more like learning like to partner up with somebody else, teamwork, stuff like that. So I think we're really great at that, and our coaches are on top of it with as far as, like, making sure somebody new feels comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, like, scaling or modifying their workout, so... it's a lot of one-on-one when someone is new and you're like, totally. You know, I know you have no idea what a thruster is and I'm going to show you and then here's what you're going to do for the workout. So then they totally feel comfortable. They don't feel embarrassed and it's not like scary because when they walk in, they're like, oh God, I'm going to die today. Well,
and I think a lot of people too have like this fear of like, I'm not fit enough to try CrossFit. Like, what if I go in and I can't do it?
Yeah.
And that's something that a lot of people... you know, write to us about, or that I've heard a lot, you know, a lot of people are like, well, what if I go in and I, like, what if I can't do a pull-up? And I think that people, like, you know, see this image of CrossFit as being this super hardcore, like, everybody's totally ripped, you know, and they think, like, well, what if I can't do it? Like, I'm going to get shunned. It's like, actually, the vast majority of people can't do that stuff.
Yes. And you will see that you're absolutely not alone.
Right.
Yep. Yeah.
Everybody starts that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we have our on-ramp program, which we make everybody go through, and it's all beginners, so then they feel comfortable, and it's, like, they have a connection with the people in their on-ramp group, so it's funny, like, we have a couple girls who just started a couple months ago, and they, like, only work out when they're together still, and I was like, you know, you can come in when the other one doesn't come in, like, you don't have to always work out together, like, we love to do it together, I'm like, I know.
All right.
Let's branch out.
Yeah, that's true, though, because, I mean, we have our classes where, you know, I go to the 5:30 a.m., Claire goes to the evening classes.
Yeah.
But you have, like, the people that you work out with.
Love to work out with, yeah.
And there's something about that.
Well, and we, like, actually move around. Like, we'll do morning classes for a couple months, and then we'll do evening classes for a couple months, just, like, based on Brandon's class schedule. And so we know, I think I've talked about this in the podcast before, like, we know the vast majority of people at the gym, but... it, like, blows my mind when we'll go, like, to a J event and people who, you know, have been working at the gym for a year or more will be introducing themselves to each other. And I'm like, you guys don't know each other?
Yeah.
And they're like, no, I only work out at night. Like, oh, I only work out in the morning. And I'm like, this is, it's like my world. That happens
to me all the time because I'm just a morning person, so I barely know anyone in the evening classes. Yeah,
because, like, we do... I would say, like, a pretty even split of, like, between... We don't really do 5:30 anymore because it's just so early. But, like, 6:30 p.m. and 6:30 a.m.
Yeah.
And it's just... It blows my mind.
Big change.
I know, seriously. 5:30 is fun sometimes. You, like, get out of the way.
Yeah.
All you hardcore 5:30 a.m.
You gotta get it done. It's the only time. And then you're just... Your whole day is ahead of you.
I used to work out in the morning. I can't do it anymore.
No.
No way. I used to always, like, love it. And now I'm like, oh, my gosh.
But how many times can I snooze? Early, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's different than getting up and, like, actually doing the workout.
I don't mind watching other people work out at 5:15. Right.
Yeah, it feels really early.
I haven't worked out in the morning in a long time.
Yeah.
Unless I have to.
Right.
Which is very rare.
Unless you're forced. Yeah.
Very rare. Yeah,
I'm not a fan.
So any other advice for first-timers?
First-time gym owners?
No, first-time CrossFitters.
Or first-time CrossFitters?
Yeah.
I would just try it. I mean, you try everything else. Like, you get nervous to go to your first boot camp or first new job, anything. But if you don't ever try it, like...
First date, first...
Yeah.
Whatever.
Never gonna know.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a huge risk taker, I think. And it always seems to work out as long as you, like, are positive about it.
Yeah.
So, just go for it.
Yeah.
Why not?
Don't be scared, guys.
Yeah. Nothing to lose.
Yeah.
Try some. If you don't like it, then you don't have to go back.
You don't have to go back. And I think a lot of it has to do with, like, what other people are going to think about me, and I'm going to be the only person there who can't do blah, blah. And like you said, Claire, it's like, that's so... You will be surprised, you guys.
I mean, we have every athlete you can think of. Like, we had a guy who, his goal was to be able to tie his shoes without grunting, which is pretty funny. He wrote it on the goal board and everything.
Wow.
I love that.
It was awesome.
To tie his shoes because he just bent over
to get there. And, I mean, that's how a lot of people start. And if he doesn't start and work on it.
You're never going to get it.
Yeah.
It's only going to get worse from here.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we've had a lot of people who can't get on the rower just because they can't get their feet in. And we modify it until then the day comes where they can do it.
Yeah.
Or we had one guy who brought his son and he would help load the bar for him or help him get on the rower. And Everybody starts somewhere.
A personal helper.
Yeah. Yep.
That's nice. I want a personal CrossFit helper.
Like, can we get someone to put my weights on the bar?
Right.
That would be awesome.
That is the hard part about the
bar. I know. We always talk about that. I was talking about I need a weight bitch because because we were talking about this last episode, is that I feel like the key to PRs for me is not knowing what the weight is.
Oh, yeah.
Because I recently did a push press where I completely PR'd and I didn't know what the weight is before I did it.
Oh, there you go.
So I was like, I feel like knowing is what messes me up. And TJ helped me load the bar. So he's like, just do it.
Just
like, okay. Did it. And
right now
so
you
I feel like
you
need
like go around and load your bar so you don't know.
And then just be like, just lift this.
I feel like the hardest thing though at the end of the WOD is putting your gear away. You're so tired and you're like, if I have to pick that kettlebell up again, I'm gonna just start crying.
Yeah.
I definitely wanted to just roll the weight back
across. Yeah. Yes. I agree.
Set up like a little line.
Yeah, I'm gonna
keep passing it down.
Exactly.
Yeah. And we just the new space that we just moved into, the weights are on a rack, and so like the 10 to 15 pound weights are over
head. You gotta get up.
I'm like, this is my motivation for being able to lift heavier, is not having to get the 10 pound weight down. It's like if I use 25s, I just have to get it from like right there.
That's funny.
It's my new motivation to get stronger.
Yeah.
So I have to use those. So one thing we always talk about is how like every gym is different, and you know, if you don't like one gym, go try another gym. Like they all kind of have their own. You're like little snowflakes.
Yeah.
What would you say if anything is sort of like the I don't know what I'm trying to say.
The feel, the vibe,
yeah,
the vibe of your signature.
Yeah, the signature that's really part of your gym.
Ooh. Compared to other gyms.
I guess somebody was like, I tried CrossFit and I didn't love it. And you were telling them like, well, come try our gym. We are more this than, or we're less this. Or.
I think we are pretty tough on our coaching staff. We even have a Facebook page for our coaches and post articles and videos. And we send our coaches through a lot of seminars. Because we host them here, so then we have the ability to send coaches to different certs. So I think our coaching staff is pretty awesome, and they love it. Like, they're very passionate about it. And we have this space where you don't have to feel crowded, and you have room to kind of show them more, or let's do mobility over here, then let's go work out over here, and go upstairs and cool down afterwards. So it's not like, hurry up and get out of the way, because we need the next class to come in.
Right.
I think our community is the biggest thing here because everybody is so welcoming. Like, as soon as someone new comes in the door, you'll have every person go up to them and be like, hey, I'm Lindsay, nice to meet you. And we've never really pushed that, but they just do it on their own. So nobody ever has, like, a negative feeling coming in here.
Yeah.
At least as far as I've noticed.
Yeah. And you've created that.
Yeah.
Yeah,
which is awesome.
You've set that standard, yeah.
It's very cool.
Do you feel like you have, like, kind of a demographic? Like, I know, like, our gym, like, you know, being in Lohi, it's, like, a little bit younger, like mostly, you know, not a lot of, I mean, I guess we have a couple families, but like it's, you know, just because the people who live in that neighborhood are like mostly young professionals. Like, do you feel like you kind of have a demographic up here being kind of more in the suburbs?
Not really. I mean, we have a lot of teachers. But I think everybody is, I mean, we don't have a lot of young, like athletes, like not a lot of teens or anything like that.
You guys have CrossFit kids here, right?
We did have CrossFit kids.
Okay.
We took kind of a break when school started.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then we might do like a winter program. We work with a school, then we go there or they come here twice a week. But that's like the extent of our kids program right now.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah, it's fun. They're a fun group. One of our teachers that works out here kind of got that going for her class.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. But
kids are really good at squats.
Oh my
they're
gosh.
Just so dang flexible.
Like, look at you. It's ridiculous.
Ugh,
it's not even fair.
I know.
I'm so jealous. Yeah.
I know.
Do you want to talk a little bit about the Barbells for Boobs event and how that was? And that was I just have to say it was so well organized.
Yeah,
thanks.
It was amazing event.
Like, you had done the Fossil Games like a couple weeks before, and then we did the one at Cuspis the next week.
Yeah.
And not that the one at Cuspis, I mean, Cuspis, like, the space was smaller. It was a very different competition. But just, like, everything about Barbells for Boobs was so, like,
was
I know
so
where
perfect.
I was supposed to be. And can we tell you, who is our coach for the, or not our coach, our judge for the first event, he was this, like, really amazing, like, middle-aged Asian man. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Probably.
And he was the nicest guy ever.
So sweet.
William Lee. He works out at Surge. I'm assuming. He volunteers to judge at like every event.
Okay. Did we see him at an event?
Yeah.
I felt like we saw him at the Cuspus event and we were like, that's our judge.
And yes. He was like and the sweetest. Like when we were doing that first wheelbarrow thing, he was like, we would do something. He'd be like, that was a great idea, ladies. Good
great
job.
Strategy. Great strategy.
And we're like, this is the best.
Yes.
We were like dying.
Yes.
Oh, it was so cute. That makes a difference.
Yes. Yeah. He's awesome. I think he's volunteered at every event to be a judge that we've ever had. Yeah.
He's so good.
It's amazing.
Yeah. And I think your husband judged me on.
He did. He judged our Helen.
Yeah.
Yeah. He judged
was really helpful too. Okay. I remember I was just like,
it was very different.
You know, it was just super helpful. I remember I specifically remember when I was doing the pull ups. I was just like,
that's what I remember him
so
for too.
Dead. And he stood right by me. He's like, come on.
I was linking one pull up at a time and he was like.
There's something about like judges watching you. You feel like they're just staring at you, watching. And like when they start to encourage, you're like, okay.
Like, okay, I can do this. Well, and I feel like at an event like that too, it's like if you know, it's like, yes, you are judging, but like you can also be a coach a little bit.
Exactly.
This isn't the CrossFit Games. Yeah. Like if
I know. we can get real. Right. Yeah, we can get real.
Right.
I can have fun.
So yes, it was very well organized. I feel like every detail from start to finish was perfect. So
but it's like kind of a personal event for you.
Yes.
Because your mom is a breast cancer survivor.
Yep. So that was our third time having a Barbells for Boobs event. The first one was actually our grand opening, and that was the first time I had heard of Barbells for Boobs. And then this year was our third, and it was the Girls Gone Rx, so they helped, or we did a donation for them last year, and then this year they came here for part of the Pink Bra Tour. So it was pretty cool. I mean, they had the DJ and the music and all that, which was awesome.
The DJ was great.
He was awesome.
He was awesome.
I was like, can I get a CD of everything you played?
Oh.
I was like, do you remember what you played?
They brought him with him?
Yeah, like, he's
with
part of their staff.
Okay, so they on the bus.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was so great.
Awesome. Yeah.
It was just, I wanted to just sit in front of the DJ booth and dance all day.
I know. It's like pretty much Joy's dream life. Just like to have her own DJ. Yeah.
Forget the competition.
Yeah.
Just
hang out. Dance party. Yeah. AMRAP dance party.
Yep.
Yep.
I would win that one.
Yeah. They were awesome. I mean, they had so much fun. Plus, we had the photo booth. And
yeah.
That yeah.
Was fun.
We just tried
to promote like a huge fun thing. Not so serious. And I mean, the workouts are still probably a little hard. And we wanted something unique and different and hard and fun all together. Mm-hmm. So.
But you utilized the space so well. Like the inside, outside, it was a perfect day.
It was so nice out.
It was really relaxed where, you know, everyone's in costume, just having fun, supporting a really great cause. And so I feel like it was just...
Yeah,
it was because we had that competition the following weekend and we felt like, oh, the difference between the two was just so like, this feels just so much lighter and less pressure too because we're on a team.
I think also being all women was so fun.
Yep.
Yep.
I feel like just like in general... The things that I've done in my life that are all girls, it's like at first you kind of feel like this is going to be so cheesy.
Yeah.
And then you show up and you're like, this is just so much more.
Way fun.
Yeah. And not that having guys there like really.
We love guys.
Makes it bad, but it's just totally different when it's all women and you're like. And you think that like it's going to be all bitchy and it's just never is.
Never is. Yeah.
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 We had when we hosted our first WADFest, our first competition, you know, it was individual, whatever. And after that, like, during the planning and event stuff, I was like, I'm never going to do another event. I'm like, this was way too much. I'm like, I'm so worn out. And, like, literally that night at WADFest, I was like, Chris, what about an all-girls comp? And he's like, are you kidding me? I thought we were going to do another event. And
I feel like he was like, sure.
Yeah. I was like, sure.
As soon as you get in your mind, like, I don't think I can do that, you're like, now I have to do it.
Yeah.
I have
to. He says, are
you kidding
me? That means yes.
Are you kidding me? That means I better get online and start Googling.
Exactly. Yes. I better have a plan and present it to him again.
You will have a plan in 24 hours.
I will get it to you, no worries.
Please block out your calendar at 2 p.m.
Yeah. But Girls Gone Rx was cool this year because my mom came out for it. So she had never seen, like, I don't even think she had seen a CrossFit competition I mean, she has tried CrossFit herself, which is awesome.
Where does your mom live?
She lives in Wisconsin.
Oh, really?
The closest CrossFit gym is 45 minutes from her.
Oh, geez.
So she would go, I think
come on,
she was
Wisconsin.
Going,
get on it.
I know.
Where in Wisconsin does she live?
Way up north.
Like way in the boonies?
Yeah. Oh. I always tell people, like, with a hand and your middle finger, like, that's where my parents live.
Like
in
Canada.
Okay. Pretty much. Sounds the same. Sounds the same.
Yeah.
But she would go, and she's actually a little athlete. She does marathons. And
that's awesome.
She was doing CrossFit for a little bit. And my brother does CrossFit too. We're trying to like push her, just try it. Mm-hmm. And then I remember the first time she's like, I had to do this air squat. And I was so sore.
I had to do this air squat.
I don't know if you've heard of this air squat.
I know.
This whole air squat phenomenon.
I know.
That's really cute.
I think they're very easy on her because some of the stuff I was like, oh, good job. And then she's like, I think I did this thing called Helen or something.
Oh, gosh.
And, you know, like, right. She, like, would know the names. And then every workout, she'd call my brother and I, like, so today I had to do thrusters.
My mom would do
I did three rounds, and I am so sore. My face is still red. And
it's a true CrossFitter. Right. Got to talk about it. What did you do? What was your time?
My mom did CrossFit for a while in California, and she would call me before the WOD, and she would, like, want to know what all the movements were. And she'd be like, okay, so, you know, like, what's a thruster? Can you remind me what, you know, like, and she did an on-ramp, but she would never remember the difference. So she would call me and, like, you know, we'd, like, talk about what her strategy was going to be and, like, how she could modify.
Here's your strategy.
Yeah. She's like, well, what do I do about this? Like, oh, mom.
That's cute. Like,
that was really fun.
Yeah. But she had to come out, and I think it was pretty cool because it was all for her. And I don't think she ever, like, realized it before, like, how big of an event this really is and, like, seeing all the pink and the glitter and the tutus and the barbells for boobs and, like, meeting Ziona. And so it was pretty cool for her.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
Do you think you'll do that again? Host it here? How do you get to host it? Do you just put in for it? Or
for the barbells for
Yeah, to come here, to come to your gym.
I had talked to Ziona about it.
And that's the...
She's
the founder of Barbells for Boobs.
I don't know if they would come back to a second time, because I know that, you know, there's so many gyms. I'm sure they try to spread it out.
Yeah.
But we would still do a Barbells for Boobs event, whether or not they come. I mean, it's going to happen for us, regardless. I mean, I'd love to have them come again.
Yeah.
But it was a lot of fun.
It was fun.
Yeah. So,
talk about WOD Fest a little bit. I've seen you posting this on Facebook.
And I'm super excited for this year's WOD Fest.
Looks super intense.
Yes. This will be our third year doing Winter WOD Fest. It's a two-day event. The first day is here at the gym. And then the second day is at the pool. It's the VMAC pool. They have an Olympic-sized pool that they let us use. And they're letting us put a pull-up rig on the pool deck this year.
Oh my gosh. So it's like straight-up CrossFit Games.
I am super excited about it. And they let us bring equipment. Like, we rent out the pool, you know, every few weeks. They let us bring barbells and weights.
That's awesome.
They're just, like, the coolest about everything. They don't care. Cool. The guy we work with is just like, yeah, sure, whatever. And I'm just like...
All right,
go for it. We park the truck out back of the pool, and then we bring everything in, and they don't care.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
All the lifeguards are like, what are you guys doing? Like, don't worry about it. Just be on guard.
Yeah.
Just keep riding.
Just in case.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm really excited this year. SFH is going to be a huge part of it. We carry their proteins and fish oils, and so I'm pretty excited that they're launching, like, a new product right now, and that'll be the first event that they'll, like, be able to sample it out and test it in Colorado.
Oh, cool.
So I'm pretty excited for them for that.
And how many athletes?
We have 120 open spots and then 40 pro spots.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So
it's a huge competition.
Yeah, is huge.
I'm excited. I really like
events. It's 2 days.
Does everyone advance the second day, or is it like
everyone does every workout?
Oh, wow.
Like, we don't like to do, like, the where you didn't get to do it.
Eliminations. You know? Yeah.
I mean, plus we have the space where we don't have to make, like, a final heat, you know, five people or something. But yeah, I'm really excited. Turns out I really like planning events.
Really? I had no idea. I didn't have that vibe from you at all.
Which I never, like, knew until my first event. And
you don't make things happen at all.
No, never. I never do events. Very boring.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like to do stuff for the gym. And Winter WOD Fest, it was our first year. There wasn't any other comps, like, from January to the Open.
Oh, wow.
So then I was thinking, I'm like, how do you even know how you stack up between other people?
Yeah. So true. Because, that's when people's training actually starts to ramp up. And, like, in the meantime, there's, like, tons of competitions in, like, October. And no one's been training.
Yeah.
So we hosted that, and now it's our third year. I mean, now there's comps probably every weekend, but we will, you know, keep that one and trying to make it awesome.
Yeah, I mean,
so
I know
really
that
excited this year.
Your gym definitely has, like, the when Brandon did a little bit of coaching here, like, TJ would always say, like, oh yeah, that's the gym that has all the events.
Yes,
like, that's the gym is, like, bringing all the seminars and you do all the competitions. And
I try to plan out, like, our at least, like, 6 months, or try to do, like, a year for seminars and comps, and that way it's not like last minute where you're like, holy shit, what do I need? Need to rent this and get this and call this person and but yeah, we've been pretty lucky with sponsors and be able to, like, host the competitions. As far as, like, seminars, I just like to host them and bring people in the community.
You have your hands in a lot of the different pieces of it, which is really cool.
Yeah.
And Kill Cliff. So do you want to talk a little bit about how you got involved with that company?
Yeah, actually, I got involved because they, at WODFest last year, had sent out a rep Mm-hmm. And she wasn't, like, the greatest at doing the representative of Killcliffe. And,
right. Like, pushing
And she kept asking me for, like, free stuff. She's like, well, since I'm a vendor, do I get a free shirt? And can I have free this and free this? I'm like, no. Isn't it supposed to be, like, the other way around?
Yeah.
Like, you're supposed to give the athletes, like, samples and shirts or whatever. And
that's annoying.
And so I called Killcliffe, not to complain, but to be like, do you know who this lady is? Like, it was very awkward to have, like, I'm announcing 3, 2, 1, go, and this lady's, like, pulling on my shirt. Like, can I get a free shirt? Can I get a free shirt? And I'm like, who is? I don't have time right now. Yeah. Like, I'm the only one announcing the heats. And
right.
And then it just kind of came up, and I was like, you know, something along the lines, like, I would have loved to have done that for you guys, or, you know, let me go to your next event for you. And then it just kind of turned into, like, well, sure. And then I was like, oh, okay.
Perfect. Ref now.
Yeah. And I really like the company, just with all the military background. And
yeah. So talk about that a little bit, because I know, like, we, you know, hear about it a lot, but it's definitely, it's a new product.
Yeah, but it's not so much. It's, you know, it's like CrossFit. It's not so
right. It's
new.
Kind of more blown
just,
up.
Yep.
I feel like I just have seen it a lot more in, like, probably the last 6 months. All of a sudden, it's like everywhere.
Out there. Yeah. Yep. It's started by Navy SEALs, so we do a lot of fundraisers. You know, when you go on and buy a case, you can, you know, say who you want to support. So when I buy a case online, it connects to your Facebook, and you can be like, I support the Army, or I support the Air Force. So it's cool with, as far as, like, the military background.
Yeah.
And then everyone that works for the company
is also have, like, so many military ties.
The military. I mean, it's just an amazing company. The people that work, like, we go on conference calls every day, and it's just, like, down-to-earth, awesome people. Mm-hmm. And it's not like they don't push anything. It's not like you have to, you know, like, of course it's a sales job, but they don't push that. It's all about, like, how can we make our company better? And they're just always trying to be the greatest, which I think it's an awesome drink. Mm-hmm. And, so as far as, like, a recovery drink, it tastes great. They have two different flavors, and both taste awesome. And you can choose whether or not you want the first, you know, the tasty flavor is an orange flavor, or you could do the double awesome, which is their gluten-free, like, paleo flavor. It's a watermelon
and
pomegranate.
And it's not an energy drink.
Correct.
Okay, that was my, I thought it was an energy drink.
Right. It has caffeine in it, but just from the green tea extract. Mm-hmm. So it's which not just like promotes, you know,
I guess it reduces, just looks like a Red Bull or something. Mm-hmm. Like,
and it kind of tastes similar,
yeah.
Which is good, because a lot of people, like, crave that carbonated drink.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a good option. And you can drink, you know, drink them any time of day.
And Rich Froning drinks it.
It's true.
So that's a good deal.
She's pretty hot.
I agree.
Lindsay,
and so her name's, I mean, yeah. So what more could you really...
Oh, the Lindsays are
like
hot
Lindsay.
In this world.
But yeah, I love working for them. It's not like I needed a job. I just really believe in the company, and I love the product.
Yeah.
I mean, we've carried it for 2 years, I think, before we even, like, thought about even, like, I'd love to work for you guys.
Right.
So our members love it. We got introduced to it by a firefighter. He's like, you should try this. It's this awesome recovery drink. And I was like, oh, I'm up for trying anything.
Yeah,
so
like a different, it's a change of pace from like a big, heavy protein powder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't like replace it.
Right.
You know, you just drink it throughout the day. And
yeah.
It goes well with alcohol as well.
So that's important.
Hey.
You know?
Hey.
So you're recovering while you're.
I just lit up.
Evens it out.
You won't have a hangover if you drink it. So it's pretty awesome.
That's important.
We should start doing this with our drinking game for the podcast.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, that's your new signature Girls Gone Wild drink. We even have a cocktail.
We should. Oh my gosh.
This is just going in great places.
That's a great idea. Write it down. Great idea.
All right, so
great idea number one.
It's kind of, and like the drink is kind of pink too.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, we have a perfect orange or pink.
So
yeah,
meant
pink.
To be.
Great, totally meant to be.
So wrapping up, we're almost done for this episode, but I want to talk about any favorite gear and any favorite food products. I mean, aside from Killcliffe, but like a lot of our listeners like gear to talk gear. Favorite CrossFit clothes, any other gear, and then also any like food products that you love.
Yeah. So. New favorite gear, actually, I just bought these hand grips. They're called grips. So,
hi.
We're
in the front room here, so we're going to have a couple of
people are starting to come in for, what is it, open gym?
Yeah. So, they're hand grips. It's actually like an athletic tape. company. I was actually in the military with the girl that started the company, which is kind of crazy that it's all, like, circled around
here. That is cool.
It's called the Natural Grip, so it's just, like, athletic tape, but it's not, like, this super thick. You can do pull-ups on them. You don't ever tear your hands. They last, like,
it's a kind of in-between tape and, like, a gymnastics grip.
Yeah. And it's really cool. You don't have to tape your own hands, and it goes on through rings.
I know. I am writing this down, like, looking at my calluses right now.
I'm, like, sitting here picking my calluses off. Yeah.
I know. And it goes off your ring size, so it fits, like, perfect, and then you just lay them flat and they dry, and it lasts like 3 to 6 months, so you don't have to buy them like all the time.
Let me see your hands. Let me see your hands.
See?
Beautiful. Check it. Beautiful.
I would say that is one of my newest like hand care things. Yeah. Otherwise, you know, I love to wear Lulu regardless of the article that came out about it. I still like it.
I feel like this is like a whole other episode that I'm not
going to back and talk to Lindsay.
It's just like, I feel like that statement, even that he made about like, you know, how not all women should wear spandex pants, like, even though his intentions were pretty awful, I feel like that's not news. Like, we know, like, you know, like, if you have an ill-fitting pair of pants, they're not gonna, they're gonna be see-through, they're gonna, they're gonna rip. Right. Like, this is not, like, groundbreaking, you know, like.
It's not groundbreaking drama, like, earth-shattering,
I feel like they just blew it out of, like, and it's like,
I mean, like, one of those new things.
Right, like, the way that he, like, phrased it was a little, like, Abercrombie-esque, like, he sort of implied that only skinny people should wear Lulu.
Right.
But at the same time, like, you know, like, ugh, it drives me nuts. Like, I just don't think that it's that controversial.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Calm down, people. Calm down.
Calm down. I'm just still going to wear it.
I'm still going to spend $100 on leggings.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, exactly.
Which, I need to go to Lulu today.
Yeah, I know. Let's go. We drove by yesterday. I was like, we could just stop real quick. It's fine.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. What's that, this sweatshirt company you posted yesterday?
Inner Strength Apparel.
Inner Strength Apparel. They have these tank tops that say, like, I sweat glitter, or, like, glitter is a favorite color.
I'll show you right now.
Perfect. I Hate Running is another one.
Yeah.
Oh, Win Nothing.
You should get that for Brandon.
Oh, my gosh. A girl's tank top says, I Hate Running and glitter.
That's awesome. Glitter's my favorite color.
My favorite one that they have is When Nothing Goes Right, Go Lift.
Yeah. Like, yeah. They have a lot of really fun. They have really cute. Yeah. Great.
I'm trying to think of other gear. Like, my go-to stuff, I always wear knee sleeves.
What's a good...
knee sleeves?
Yeah.
Like, for mine are Ray-Bans.
Okay.
Ray-Bans?
Like, ooh, those are like cool.
They're inside out right now. That's why they look like that. But
I'm like, I would wear them like that.
I wear them inside out.
Yeah, they're way prettier.
You can get them, I think, on jackalsgym.com. Okay. Usually has them. I wear my Tupud belt, mainly because it's purple, but they have other colors. I really love the Tupud belt.
Yeah. Rule number one, you gotta look good.
I mean, if it comes in purple, I'm probably gonna buy it. Like, my lifting shoes are in purple. I have purple on.
Yeah.
I love purple.
I don't. As far as I'm pretty basic. I don't use or wear a whole lot.
Yeah.
But knee sleeves, a belt, lifting shoes.
What are your favorite lifting shoes? I'm in the market to buy a pair.
I don't really have a favorite pair because I've only worn the ones. My husband really likes the Adidas, the red.
Those are the same ones TJ has.
Yeah. Yeah. I think those are the best ones.
Super popular.
Yep. But I think it depends on how much you lift. Whether you would notice if you lift a lot versus and like the Innovates, they have a really cute pair of lifting shoes that look cute, so sometimes that's important.
I mean, it depends on what you're doing.
If you feel good, you're gonna
you look good, you feel good,
you're gonna
I'm pretty sure that's the Dennis Rodman quote.
You
look good, you feel good, you feel good, you play good.
Well, there you go.
There you go. That's pretty much like my
That's why he's my idol.
Interesting. I really hope that's not true.
That's a total lie. Okay.
Yeah.
And any food products.
Food.
Yeah.
I mean, we carry Noble Savage.
Yeah. Oh, I love.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. And I love their hash. Like, it's the first time I ever had a Brussels sprout because he had it in the food, and I was like, I don't know about that. He's like, just try it. I'm like,
and you guys work with Jake.
Yeah,
I love Jake.
Me too.
He's I should buy something.
You should
have a gift card. I have mine.
You can pay me back with your gift card. Yeah, we got those from the competition. Our gym doesn't have a thing, but I had my level one at Verve 2 weeks ago, and they had it. And so, like, every day for lunch,
yes,
I was like going over there.
Yeah. Yep, it's a lifesaver for him, especially for Chris, because he obviously eats a lot more than I do. So he's like, I'm starving. I'm like, we just ate like an hour ago.
Oh my gosh!
So he like downs them.
That's how Brandon is. We'll get to the end of the meal, and he's like, so what do you want? What else do you want to eat? Like, we literally, like, you are just
finishing.
There's a plate in front of you still.
Yeah. Like, as he's chewing, his body's just burning it already up. Yeah.
Drives me insane.
Chris eats a lot too. Like, sometimes his mom will be like, what are we doing for dinner? And I'm like, well, you're going to have to cook, like, double what you think you need to cook. Because every time we eat, there's, like, nothing left. She's like, I don't have leftovers.
Do you, like, get in the mindset where you're like, okay, we're leaving the house. I need to have snacks. And I need to have, like, whatever we leave.
Like, plan.
Yeah.
We're probably going to need to eat in, like, 2 hours. Yeah. So it's a noble savage fridge full.
Yeah.
We'll go with that.
Yeah.
At least when we're here. Otherwise, I do crock pots. Like,
oh, my gosh,
they're going out of business.
I fully agree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With all the meat that Claire has.
Oh my gosh, Claire's looking, about a half cow.
Claire's in the market for a deep freezer.
Yeah, in the market for a deep freeze. Although, I don't know where I'm going to put it.
Did you look on Craigslist?
I did. And there are some on Craigslist, actually, but I just don't know how I would get it to my house.
Oh, yeah.
Which is going to be a problem. But we have...
Find someone that has a truck. We have a truck.
We
haven't asked. We have a truck.
There you go.
Problem solved.
The biggest problem we're facing is that we live in like 600 square feet of, it's like our house is basically like two big hallways that are next to each other.
Like, where would you put?
I have literally
like
no
a dog
idea.
Bed
maybe
on top
we could,
of the freezer.
Maybe we can work something out. Yeah.
We would have
put
to
put it in our garage.
I think we're actually going to take Brandon's desk out and fill it with, and put that space, fill it with
there
meat.
You go.
Instead. He's out of school.
They need to come up with a desk freezer.
Oh my gosh.
It looks like a desk, but then you open it and it's a freezer.
AKA a freezer. Because it already looks like a desk.
That's true. Kind you of. Need to magnetize your desk, then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, so in the pen, when you open it, just everything sticks.
That's a great idea. All right, deal.
Somebody invent that.
We're innovating right now.
Magnetize.
I don't know if you could put your computer on top of a magnetized desk, though. That's probably true. Would, like, probably
huh. Work. Yeah.
Ignore that part.
Any electrical engineers who are listening, please get back to me.
Yes.
Anyone who's going to Google it, I bet you say you'll Google it.
This is going downhill fast.
That's right. That's why we love Girls Gone Wild.
Yeah, we do.
I hope if you're playing the drinking game, by the way, this whole thing has been a tangent, so you should be drinking.
You should be drinking everything.
Hopefully you're drunk, so you've ignored everything.
I think I saw recently on your Facebook page, last thing too, is do you guys do PR donuts? Or is that like...
Oh, yeah.
I think that's the cutest thing. So like...
Who doesn't like donuts?
I know. And I think that's the cutest thing, because I'm like... It's, for some reason, I felt like, I was like, that's so refreshing. They bring donuts in a CrossFit gym.
Whenever we have, like, a huge PR day, the morning coach will stop and whoever, it's usually us.
Yeah.
And then we'll stop and get a bunch of donuts.
I love it.
That's awesome.
All different flavors.
If you PR, you get a donut. That's, like, a great motivation.
Yeah, totally.
If you don't PR, if you try, you can still have a donut.
You can still have a donut.
Because then, like, you are...
At least you tried.
You need a little boost. If you missed your PR, you need a boost for the rest of your day.
Because you didn't PR, you can still have a donut.
Yeah. Consolation donut.
You're having a donut for the person who PR'd.
Yes. Celebrate all the PRs.
Oh my gosh.
Well, Lindsay, thank you so much for being on the show. Yeah. We had such a good time with you today. I feel like we need to come back and talk about more stuff. So.
Like Lulu.
Yeah.
Yes. Like Lulu.
That would
yes.
be a whole hour.
It would be, really.
Yeah.
We should just have like a leggings
discussion.
Not even like
I need to know what to wear coaching because you can't wear boots.
Yeah, and, that's
you
true.
Know, sometimes leggings don't look cute with nanos.
Yeah.
Would you consider leg warmers?
I would. I have a pair.
Joey loves leg warmers.
But I'm like, do they look cute?
Yeah,
nanos. They look adorable.
I need a picture. You're gonna send me a picture.
I will. Oh,
that's fair.
I'm on it.
You can find me the outfits.
I may be back later this afternoon with like an array for you to choose from.
I'm back. Here
you go. Do you like? Do you ever have a point in your? I mean, like other than like going out to dinner or something, where you have to put on normal clothes?
Like, not do you? Really. Yeah. Sometimes I wear jeans here, and everyone's like, "What do you got?"
Who
on?
Are you?
What are you doing?
I love it. Like, you have coaching? Like events, and people show up in real clothes, and you're like, "I had no idea that's what you looked like."
Yeah.
So cute.
People are like, "Oh my gosh, you're like." People will be like, "Did you dye your hair?" I'm like, "No, I did not." But you just always see me with this huge headband.
Yes. Yeah. Yep. My hair's always sweaty. So
right.
Exactly. What normally looks like.
You're like, "Wow, your hair looks so different. Like, it's clean."
Yeah. I showered.
Like, "Wow, you smell amazing." I know. Yeah. This is just.
I haven't worked out yet.
Yeah. I'm not currently in the middle of sweating my ass off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. Alrighty. Well, thank you so much. And that was fun.
Yeah.
I love having new people on the
podcast. I know. It's so
it
fun. It's fun. What's your website in case people who are local want to come see you guys?
Just CrossFitEminence.com.
Okay.
Pretty easy.
Lindsay and Chris.
Yeah.
That's where it's at.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.